Kitani was still toying with the idea when she arrived at the soccer fields in Quarry Hill Park later that afternoon. The tune that Kelly had been singing all morning was stuck in her head. Run, run, as fast as you can. Can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man. As she waited for the other BSG, she applied pale pink lip gloss and adjusted her multicolored knitted cap as Isabel walked toward her. Cool cap, Isabel said. Thanks, she said, twirling around for Isabel to see. Kitani had knitted the cap herself in alternating stripes of bright violet, in-your-face Kelly green, and her signature sunflower yellow. It was the perfect complement to her bright violet hoodie. Okay, girl, that is the coolest yellow, Isabel enthused, pointing to the bright yellow stripe in Kitani's hat. It reminds me of the color in Van Gogh's sunflower paintings, she added. Yeah, isn't it awesome? I couldn't believe it when I found the yarn, said Kitani. You have to teach me to knit sometime. I want to make a bunch of cool scarves this winter. Maybe something in Valencia orange and sage green, Isabel added, carried away with the colorful vision in her head. No problem. Scarves are easy to knit. I know. I should teach all the BSG how to knit. We could do scarves for Maeve's shelter. The kids would love it, exclaimed Kitani. Great. We could call ourselves the BSG Knitwits, laughed Isabel. Isabel and Kitani chatted for a few more minutes about violet and yellow, how it was such an awesome color combination. The other BSG sometimes thought they were a little obsessive about the topic, so Isabel and Kitani decided to keep their colorful conversations just between the two of them. As soon as Maeve and Charlotte joined them, they headed to the top of the bleachers. It was the last round-robin soccer tournament of the season. Kitani loved to watch Avery play. Avery was the youngest player on the Brookline U14 team. Today, she was playing left midfield, racing up and down the field, playing offense and defense. Avery had great soccer instincts, full of endless energy and motion. Even when the ball was on the other side of the field, Avery never stopped cutting to get open or running back to mark the opposing players. Not great at sports herself, Kitani enjoyed watching her friend play. Whoa! Did you see that shot on goal? Charlotte nudged Kitani and pointed. Charlotte wished she was on Avery's team, but played on the U12 team. Kitani shook her head. Today she was having too hard a time concentrating on the game. She was so preoccupied by the upcoming class election. She just couldn't shake what Kelly had said about the list. These are Kitani things. But how would Avery feel if she decided to run? Avery could be so competitive. Oh! The crowd let out a collective groan, but the Brookline fans and the other BSG were standing and cheering loudly. What happened? Kitani asked, her attention jarred back to the game. Avery just stole the ball from number 7 on the red team, Maeve said. Wow! If Avery hadn't gotten there, number 7 probably would have scored. Anyone want some hot chocolate from the concession stand? Yes, please, answered Charlotte. That sounds good. I'll help you. Come on, Maeve, Isabel volunteered. Want some too, Kitani? Kitani nodded.